Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The Oireachtas Justice Committee is to consider legislation that would make cyberbullying a criminal offence. It's been dubbed Coco's Law in honour of a young woman, Nicole Fox Fenlon, who died as a result of suicide. It's being introduced by Labour Party Justice spokesperson Brendan Howlan, who joins me now from our Dáil studio. Brendan, what will this law do that existing laws can't?
Well, amazingly, existing law really doesn't meet the needs of modern society. The whole issue of harassment has not been updated since the advent of texting. And, you know, technology has moved on. Most people communicate on social media platforms, none of which are subject to the sort of protections that we would expect our citizens to be afforded if they were in a public space on our street or in our parks. So basically what I want to do is redefine harassment so that online bullying, doing people serious harm over a protracted period of time or doing some serious harm in one fell swoop would be subject to criminal sanction. It would be possible for people to take action against persistent perpetrators, because we know from the testimony of Jackie Fox, the mother of Nicole that you just mentioned, and hundreds of more of other families who have sometimes seen their loved ones driven to suicide because of online bullying and harassment, that they now, if we get this bill enacted as we will, have legal protection and the perpetrators will be held to account.
Do we really want, though, in defending these people who do need to be defended, to criminalise young people who are doing what teenagers can so often do, just following the mob?
Well, people can be very hurtful, but if a teenager, and we've seen a shocking case of a young person being charged this week with beating a person to death, where somebody does physical harm, we have laws to deal with that. Often cyberbullying, persistent undermining, is so destructive it can have exactly the same effect as taking your fists to somebody. Free speech, obviously, we have to maintain, but harassment, stalking and aggravated bullying are not expressions of freedom. They're attacks on freedom, and we need to protect our citizens from that.
And there are a range of punitive measures which could be applied to teenagers, but is a criminal offence on their record permanently really something that's desirable?
Well, if they drive others of their friends or acquaintances to the point of suicide, if they destroy people's lives, as I say, if it was a physical assault, of course we'd expect them to be held criminally responsible. The impact on the lives of individuals of this persistent assault online can be as damaging, if not more damaging, than a physical assault. Now, we have restraints in the bill, for example, where the perpetrator or the alleged perpetrator is under 17, it will require a direction and the consent of the Director of Public Prosecutions before a prosecution could take place. So there are built-in protections so that only very serious matters, and unfortunately, we all know of instances of the most grievous assaults online on people. They're the ones we need to have prosecuted.
Online commentary is full of irony, sarcasm, outrage, exaggeration. How are you going to draw a legal distinction between what is cyberbullying and what is just natural online dialogue?
Well, that's a very fair point, and we've looked at that very carefully. In fact, the Law Reform Commission looked at it very carefully, and they took as their starting point the existing law, the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act of 1997, which sets out what harassment is meant to be in normal circumstances. And we've simply applied the same definition to the online world. And it is where somebody is communicating with somebody or about somebody in a way that causes serious harm to their peace and privacy, distress and harm to the victim. The definition, as I say, is what we would expect in terms of normal harassment, already a criminal offence since 1997.
Brendan Howlan, thank you very much. Labour spokesperson on Foreign Affairs, Brexit, Northern Ireland and Justice.